Hurricane Humberto kicked off some pretty high waves around Bermuda, so Carnival Sunrise will not be stopping there this week. The original itinerary had the ship in Bermuda for two nights. The ship went to Charleston earlier this week and will be returning back to New York City by Sunday. All guests on Sunrise will be receiving a 100% future cruise credit. And to celebrate the launch of the upcoming Norwegian Encore, NCL will be giving away 64 cruises to residents of the United States and Canada who have made a difference in the lives of their friends, families, or communities. Winners will receive a free cruise for two and an invite to a special event in New York City. For details on how to nominate a potential winner, head to encoremoments.ncl.com. And Alaska cruise ship visitors are expected to break new records for the fifth straight year. Between 2018 and 19, cruise ship traffic increased around 200,000 guests across Southeast Alaska. In 2020, 10 new ships and 29 additional port calls are expected. The current top destinations in Southeast Alaska are Juneau, Ketchikan, and Skagway. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Have a good weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.